This is Marianne O'Connell with FranWise, and you're listening to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Minolto Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, this is Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston, Texas.
And Jack Munson of Minolto, Inc., live in Chicago, Illinois. How you doing, Deb?
Doing wonderful. It's the holiday season. Woo-hoo!
Is it over yet?
Happy.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, happy, overwhelmed, fun. But, you know, it's all good. And even if we got snow in Texas, I'd probably go, hoo-hoo, because I know it won't last.
Like it does
in Chicago.
Right.
So we've got, I've got a geek it out for us today. And because we're going to be talking about writing and we're going to meet up with our author here in just a second, the phone's ringing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your cell phones to silent. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, it's one of those days. The first one, I actually have forgotten about this site. It's called Grammarly.com. And Phyllis Pieri had asked me about it when I saw her recently. It's like, oh, wow, we shared this on Geek It Out years ago, and I totally forgot about it. But I downloaded it. And, Jack, I'm awful at spelling, and I'm even worse at grammar. And our Microsoft Office doesn't pick up every little comma that I should have in there, a semicolon or whatever, but Grammarly does. Have you used it before?
I haven't, and I often get in, I especially get in grammar arguments with Microsoft Word.
Yes.
Because I think I'm right, and I know I'm right, and they're not. So, but Grammarly probably has a little bit more behind it than Microsoft.
It does, and where it works well, because you know I'm all over the social sites, is that if I'm doing a tweet, it comes up. You know, if you're using Microsoft Office, it's not picking up sometimes when you're on Twitter or Facebook or things like that or Instagram, and it's catching all of it. And it's like, whoa, I am so much better now with all my commas and semicolons and use and I or me. And so I highly recommend that and it's easy, it's free. I mean, just download it and there it is, and it's there all the time.
Good grammar on Twitter. What a concept.
I know. Okay. And the other geek it out I have is BuzzSumo. BuzzSumo. Are you familiar with this?
BuzzSumo. No, but I like the word.
Content research. It helps you to share, to see what's being most shared, what's trending, what content analysis is out there, top authors, Facebook analyzer. You just have to check it out.
It's analyzing from Twitter, from Facebook, from
all social platforms. It's
interesting.
The description I have here says the insight into audience and influencers in your niche makes it almost feel like you're cheating. So I just saw this yesterday, and I put content marketing in there as a search term, and for those of us that are looking for good content to share and good stories, it's like, whoa, check this out. This is how many Facebook shares it's had, how many LinkedIn shares, how many Twitter shares, how many Pinterest shares. There's one story on here that had 178,000 shares on Pinterest. Wait, I think maybe I might share it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just another great cheat sheet. I like cheat sheets.
Yeah, and I don't know if it works well or not, but I love the written description, so I'm sold.
Okay, good. So those are our two geeks. That's all, two
it's
more.
All
we'll try it. And if it works, great. So our Geek It Out guest today, or Geek It Out guest, she is geeky, our Social Geek Radio guest, is someone that I think I've lost track of how many times she has been on Social Geek Radio, but it's a good thing. And Shelley Roth is waiting for us to let her out of the green room. She is an author, a speaker, a trainer, a consultant. She's just all things geeky. So, Shelley, How are you?
Hello and good morning, and thank you for having me, my social geek friends. And I'm like fast and furiously writing down your Buzz, Summa, and Grammarly. I'm like, Deb, you need to write a book and put all that stuff in there. I know it'll be out of date by the time it comes out.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they change, and you know, what's good today is bad tomorrow, but that's all right. So you have you've got a new book coming out. And before we get into the book itself, I think it'd be really interesting for the audience to know, okay, you know, I bet there's somebody out there that says, I'd like to write a book, but I don't know where to start. So why don't you take us through the process? And I know you use some technology there in this book writing process, and then we'll talk about the launch. So where would I start if I wanted to write this book?
Well, I think a lot of people, when you start, a lot of people get hung up on thinking they have to have an outline and have to have their chapter titles, but the bottom line is just start writing. And then once you have your content, there are tools to use where you can self-publish, another place that people get lost. They think they have to find somebody to publish for them, and they have to buy thousands of books when they first published. I use createspace.com, and it is an Amazon company, but CreateSpace lets you take your content and submit it for publishing on not just Amazon, but many other channels out there that they set up for you. And I found, this is my third book being published with CreateSpace. They even go so far as to have services to help you. Granted, you have to pay, but if you like had all your stuff in a Word document and you wanted them to help put it into a PDF format to submit to CreateSpace, which again goes to Amazon as a channel, they'll even help you with that.
So it just sounds like it. So it's the idea, you jot it down, and then you just go to CreateSpace and you get started from there. So you've started writing, you've uploaded your content. What about, you know, the editing process and how long, what's the length? I mean, can it be a couple weeks? Is it normally a year?
You know, it depends on the book. The thing is, once you send it up to CreateSpace, you're going to order a proof. Now, you can actually review it online digitally and see if it meets your standards using Grammarly, possibly. However, you really need to get that book printed and sent to you and another person or two so that they can physically have it in their hand and proof it. Not just for typos and grammar and all that kind of stuff, but actually format. Is it formatted correctly? Is it fitting in the spaces? Is the spine being cut off? I mean, and that can take several months to get it right. It's very painful.
It's rewarding but painful.
It's rewarding but painful, yeah. So.
All right, so then we've written our book, we've uploaded it, we're using CreateSpace, and then comes the fun and challenging part. How do you promote this book? What kinds of ways do you go about, you know, you're ready to launch. So tell us about, you know, your upcoming launch campaign and how do we share and let everybody know, other than doing this wonderful podcast with us and us sharing it. I mean, what do you do to launch a book and get that traffic going to buy it?
So to me, your book has to have a launch date. It just makes it official. And there are so many avenues. I would say the one thing that is the foundation of your book launch is your contact list, because you're going to use that contact list to start sending an email newsletter, like using a service like I use, Constant Contact. So during that launch marketing period, you want to create a marketing calendar, and on that calendar you might say, in a 3-week period I'm going to send out an email a week through my Constant Contact newsletter, let everybody know what's going on. What am I letting them know about? Well, other tools you can use, of course. You might decide to have a live chat for your book during a launch period. You might decide to do a Periscope like Deb and I are going to do during that launch period, having a live video meeting or stream. You may decide to do a Google Hangout, which is another thing that we're going to do for this book, which during the launch period will be an hour of a live Google Hangout. Gosh, there's so many different tools out there. And back in the Stone Ages, before video streaming was hot, 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 we would just do a Facebook chat for like an hour and a half, and people would come and go during the day. Facebook's where everyone's hanging, so I believe whatever you do promoting your up to your launch, that you end up having your launch on Facebook through any of those apps that are available. Like 22 Social is a cool app that lets you do a Google Hangout right on Facebook. Something else you can do, of course, podcasts, Deb mentioned. You can even have live events. For one of my books, we did an evening event in a tea room where we had books and people came. And so it's not just virtual. It can be actual old-fashioned, bring people together.
Shelley, it seems like it's art imitating science, imitating art a little bit, because you're so advanced in how you're engaging with your readers and your audience on all of these different platforms. And at the same time, your latest book has a whole sort of social component that was the start of this with all of the Google Hangouts. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing was the book was the idea for the book happened as I had made a decision to do what I was calling Sunday School for Business, but we called it Funday School for Business, and I was doing live Google Hangouts once a month with invited business owners or employees of businesses to come and share the principles that are in the book on Google Hangouts Live. So it started off being just a place to go once a month and share how some of these principles are being used. And then the light bulb went off, wow, this is kind of cool. Let's take this content from the 9 months of Hangouts, the 9 principles, and put it into an old-fashioned book format, a hard copy book, and share those transcriptions with everybody that buys the book.
You know, what I really love about that is you're really crossing over from not just one platform to another, but one sort of whole concept to another, because there are so many people who would get something out of this book and would love to read these 9 principles, but who never in a million years would ever go on Google Hangouts, right? I mean, there are people who would never pick up a printed book anymore, but they would go on Google Hangouts. So, and I just love the idea that you're sort of translating the digital ideas back to the people who maybe aren't quite there yet and are more likely to pick up a hard copy book and go through it. So that's very cool. Talk about the 9 principles. I do have that right. Correct. We have 9 principles that you're discussing in this book.
That's correct, Jack. And yeah, it's funny. I guess when I'm immersed in all this technology myself, I don't even think about it. I've been training, teaching technology to businesses for, oh my gosh, almost, I don't even know now, 8 years. Wow. I think everybody's on technology, and I forget. You're right. So some of the principles, I'll pull out a couple that, of course, are all are near and dear to my heart. But one that I live by, and the name of the book is Give to Grow. That is one of the principles in the book. And if there were one principle that transformed my life and my business, it would be this principle. I mean, I used to worry about if I give, I better get something back. And when I quit caring about what do I get back by giving, whether it's giving on social media or giving in your family or giving of your time or money, that's the one principle I think that has transformed my business and my life. You want me to continue talking about another
please.
Couple principles?
Well, okay. I love that. I love that whole concept. I think some people look at that as investment, right? And that's really what it is. It's just maybe not investing hard dollars in something.
Yeah, I think actually one of my leaps of faith with this book is to do workshops on some of the principles and not and give and have the faith that if somebody gets something from it, that the give back or the abundant exchange could be not doesn't even have to be monetary. It can be so many different things. And one of the goals of the book, if the book had a goal, would be to help businesses understand it's all about not all about money. There's so many other ways to measure success and return on influence, not just return on investment, which is another principle in the book. We are also tied up in measuring everything from a monetary standpoint, but with social media and the advent of social media, it's the people that are influential. How do you measure your influence and your return on influence? And I know Social Geek has some tools that they know about that could do that, but the exercises in the book and the heart and soul of the book is, quit measuring everything by money standards. Another principle that's near and dear to my heart and my business is coming from abundance versus scarcity. And doing social media for the last 8 years, initially it was very difficult to share. Let's say Deb wrote a fantastic blog or had a great podcast, and I no more would have shared that because I would be intimidated by sharing someone else's or thinking I might lose something by sharing a colleague even in my same space. Really good information and content, but social media helped us transform that. It's all about coming from abundance, knowing that when you come from abundance, you will attract abundance, not scarcity. So that's another principle in the book.
Yeah, I like how you tied that in with social media because I think that's something that all marketers have been taught in the past, we'll say 10 years, that sharing someone else's message is not only not a bad thing, but it actually is a good thing for you and your brand and your organization and or your movement or whatever you're trying to do, to actually put someone else's ideas forward, it sometimes has a much better payoff in the long run than just constantly talking about yourself or talking about your own ideas.
Yeah, Jack, and of course I've been doing training on this stuff for 8 years, and I mean that's kind of when the light bulb went off was when I was in my classes and I would bring up these principles, and business owners, which are typically who are in my classes, would half of the room, more than half of the room, would no more think about giving to grow or coming from abundance, and but when the conversation starts flowing and they think about, we talk about, well, how does that when you see somebody referring you to a competitor, old term, hate that word. When you see that happen, would you do that, and why would you or wouldn't you? And the whole conversation starts evolving about, what do people think when they see you giving so freely? And it's just a whole new way of thinking about business, and it's a much healthier way, for sure.
Yeah, and that's another principle I believe you talked about, the idea of competitors or collaborators and how we're kind of moving from one to the other, right?
Yes, that's the principle. Competition, I just don't even like that word. Granted, it's important, especially when we're in sports and you're competing with yourself to be better, if you will. But competition in business, if we would all just realize if we collaborate, whether it's business or in life or in the world, collaboration is where it's at and where it has to go if we want to maintain our planet as we know it.
Yeah, I always look at competition as being sort of the pettiest part of any business conversation, right? People are asking, "Oh, who are your competitors?" And the truth is, and no one wants to hear this, the truth is everyone's competing with everyone when it comes to, some portion of a budget. But at the same time, and kind of on a bigger scale, all companies and their teams and employees and their vendors and suppliers, you really are kind of all working together, you know, and hopefully the rising tide raises all ships. I think that's what we get when we collaborate, right?
Oh, that's awesome, Jack. I mean, that is just so true. It's just so hard to live by. And I mean, one of the things in my book, forget external competition, like you said, the internal competition in the company amongst salespeople when I worked in Fortune 500 companies was brutal. And if there was one place you should be a team, you would think it would be inside the company you work for. So, boy, I hear you loud and clear, and that's really refreshing that you get that.
And it makes life so much easier. It's just so much fun to be able to collaborate versus, you know, fight and argue and battle for, you know, the dollars or the investment or whatever it is. Shelley, tell us, though, you've got a big book launch coming, and we're going to have a fun Google Hangout on December 11th, which will also be airing on Facebook at the same time. So what's the easiest way for anybody to register and participate in this Hangout that you're going to do?
You know, the Hangout is going to be on my Facebook business page. So the easiest way to find that business page on Facebook is to go to shelleyroth.com. That's shelleyroth.com. And click on the Facebook icon. That will take you right over to my business page, and you'll see the live Hangout going on.
Cool. So talking about geeking it out, and you mentioned this earlier, 22 Social. So for anyone that's not familiar with how you're going to be doing this, I think it's pretty cool. You're going to be using a couple platforms at the same time. So you, Shelley, will be on a Google Hangout, and you have a couple of participants that are going to be hanging out with you on Google Plus that you're going to be talking to about the book. And at the same time, so if anybody's watching, they can, and they're on Google Plus, they could be watching the Hangout via Google Plus. But if Google Plus is not their platform of choice and they're not familiar with it and they don't know how to get there, they go to your Facebook page, as you mentioned, and they go to the Facebook business page. They can watch the Hangout live there on Facebook. At the same time, Shelley's going to be taking questions. So if, listeners, you are watching and viewing this via Google Plus, you can certainly post your question there. Or if you're watching via her Facebook page, you can post your question there. And then Shelley has a few moderators that are going to be taking these questions in, because, God forbid, if there's anybody that can tackle three or four platforms at the same time, talk, answer questions and everything, I want to know who you are, because it's very confusing. But the moderators will be passing the questions along to Shelley during this launch, and she can answer them. It's going to be fun. It's going to be different. It's going to be exciting. And then your book will be available for purchase, and I think we'll have to do a post launch Hangout or something to talk about how well all of this worked out in this whole launch campaign.
Yeah, that'd be great. As a matter of fact, Jack asked the question about how you're launching, and in addition to all that, and it will be on YouTube because Google owns Live. We'll be doing, needless to say, lots of status updates on all the topics, social media networks, but would love to do a post-launch and let you know if we drove the book into the top 10. That's always the fun thing to watch, is how many sales, and you'd be surprised that really to drive your book into the top 10, don't quote me on this, but you probably could just sell about 200, 250 books, and you'll see that your book on new releases makes it into the top 10.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Oh, Jack, guess what? We're going to write a book on podcasting.
Oh, great. Another project.
Yeah, I'm really good at that, aren't I, Shelley? She's giving us all these tips. It's just so easy. We just need to sit down and do it.
Okay, yeah. And therein lies the problem. Just need to sit down and do it. Okay, but you know what I really do love there too, and maybe we can take a quick moment to chat about Google Hangouts, which is, you know, to me, still very relevant, very interesting, and the source of a lot of the material for your new book, Shelley. But what's interesting is Google Hangouts have just outgrown Google Plus, right? I mean, the fact that people will soon be watching your Google Hangout on Facebook says a lot. That, you know, Facebook is the place. Google Hangouts are a great venue or a great channel, but Facebook and still websites are really the place. Google Plus, maybe not so much, but I think it's very telling that you no longer need to become a Google Plus user / subscriber to participate in Hangouts and watch these things, as it really has outgrown Google Plus.
Yeah, they're actually unhooking Google Hangouts from Google Plus and having it as like a standalone platform. They just kind of announced that in the last couple of days.
Yeah, it's and it is actually live now. We checked it out earlier today, and for the first time, if you go to the new Google Plus, you have a hard time even finding how to get to Hangouts. You actually have to go to the, you know, the broader Google. I don't know if we're calling it the alphabet yet, but getting to the broader space and Hangouts are really looking like a great standalone product or venue or service. I don't know what we call it at this point, but we'll look forward to watching yours, probably not on Google Plus, probably on Facebook, where most of the people are, and checking out your book as it launches right after that. Deb, any final thoughts or questions for Shelley?
I don't think so. I'm real excited about this book. I have a sneak peek copy, and I'm going to write that review and get it up there for you. So my recommendation right now is for folks to be watching Shelley, and remember, it's Shelley with an E, because I tend to drop that second E sometimes, and go to ShelleyRoth.com, watch everything that she's doing for the launch, and all the good work that you've done here in Houston, because I've been to your workshops, and fabulous job. It's really fun to be connected with somebody like you locally when we first connected in social media and then realized that we live just miles apart.
Yeah, you know, it's been awesome, and I appreciate all. Deb, you are just, and Jack, I'm just getting to know you, but Deb, you've done an amazing job. You're just such a giver, and I just love you to death.
On that note, we will say thanks for tuning into Social Geek Radio. Shelley, great luck with the book. I know it's going to do fantastic, and we wish you all the luck in the world, and thanks for joining us tonight on Social Geek Radio.
Thank you, everybody.